Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to look at some key themes from the first letter of John in this season of Christmas. We just completed yesterday the octave of Christmas, and we're continuing to walk in that grace here at the beginning of the church year. And the church takes us through some of the writings of St. John, the beloved apostle. You know, some of the John's readings and Our Lady's role have played a key part in celebrating, and they're at the center of what the octave of Christmas was really all about in our celebration. But the church continues to lead us down this road. And I want to talk today about John's teaching on sin and the battle between light and darkness, because it's just so clear and it's beautiful to read it and to see how much John, just like Peter and others, the brothers, how they were so profoundly transformed and captured and captivated by Jesus and who he is and what he accomplished and the power that was at work within them, and how much the very words of Jesus, through the help of the Holy Spirit, just became part of what they began to teach. I mean, it's obvious, right? That's what they were sent to do. But John emphasizes for us and underlines the basics. You never get beyond the basics in the Christian life and as a disciple of Jesus. The foundation stones upon which the whole of the edifice of the Christian life is built. So I'm going to go to chapter 1 here, beginning in verse 5, following up from that beautiful opening word from John about how he and the other apostles are declaring to us something that they've actually seen and touched and heard and that has transformed their lives. And that is that the eternal life that was with the Father has appeared to us, has come to earth, and what they saw and touched, humanity had never seen and touched in quite that way. And that eternal life had come as a result, that life that was in Jesus, that eternal life, the life of the Son of God, was given to us, as we talked about over the last few days on the program, so that we could become children of God by virtue of receiving that new life that comes to us in Jesus. And that new life leads us into fellowship. It changes our relationship, our status before God. We're now God's children, and we're drawn into a relationship between the Father and the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit. So John is declaring with great confidence. He's saying, this amazing reality has come to the earth, that we who are alienated from God are now his children, and we're in fellowship with God as our Father. The creator of the universe is our Father. We know who he is. We know it now in our hearts. We actually feel it at times. We're consumed by this experience that God is not some distant, far-off, impersonal power, a force, or a judge. He is at the core a loving Father and the foundation of all reality. God, the being from which this massive cosmos and universe has come from, and all that we see and touch and we're thrilled and fascinated by, that science touches and we study and know all of this. Where did it come from? From the explosive, powerful, creative love, the indestructible, constant love between the Father and the Son. And we were made to live there. And Jesus made it possible for us to go there by receiving the power of the Holy Spirit. So John is celebrating that. And then he said, we welcome you into the fellowship that we possess now between the Father and the Son. This, friends, is Christianity. This is the heart of Christianity. This is what it's all about this relationship and living in it in the power of the Spirit. This is why the Catholic Church exists and is a means of grace to draw us into the fellowship, which is the church. From that foundation, John then goes on to say this. He says in verse 5, this is the message we have heard from him and we proclaim to you now. Again, this is what the church does. This is why the church is essentially missionary, and why you, if you're baptized, you were baptized into this mission. You were called to receive this message, to walk in it as a lived reality, and to proclaim it to others. He says this, that God is light. In him is no darkness at all. So we see here a fundamental theme in the writing of St. John and other parts of the New Testament, really right going all the way back to the prologue of the Gospel of John. He uses this terminology that God is light, and the light has come into the darkness, and the light of God dispels the darkness. I mean, we look around and we say, well, you know, the sun is still shining and there's still light out there. What's he talking about? He's talking about the darkness that's in the human mind, in the human heart, the darkness that overshadows the human mind in such a way that we don't know who we are. We don't know why we're here. We don't really know where we've come from. We don't know where we're going. That's the darkness. We were meant and made for a purpose. And the purpose is to be aligned clearly, capable of answering every one of those questions and living in a radical, radical freedom and a deep integrity and authenticity, the core of our being, being able to say, I know who I am. I know the profound meaning of my life. I belong to God. I come from God. I'm God's idea. Everything's going to be okay. I mean, I can give myself in radical love to God, in a total love to my neighbor, and treat my neighbor with kindness and tenderness and mercy and forgiveness, understanding the fallen condition that we're all in, but we're being saved. This light has now come to me. I know my destiny. I know my purpose. I can live a different way of life now. Death no longer casts its dark shadow over me. It doesn't dominate my horizon. But the light of Christ is what dominates my horizon. In fact, this light is now within me. So here's what he's talking about. So the light is the light of God. The darkness is the darkness of a fallen world, the darkness of sin, the darkness of Satan. So he'll go on and say, if we say we have fellowship with him, with God, while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. Jesus said, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. God is the truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Think about it this way. If Jesus was standing right before you right now, and you said, I just don't know the purpose of my life, Jesus. I don't know where it's going. He's saying, Jesus will say, look at me. Look into my eyes. I am the way. I've come to show you the way. You're lost in a haunted wood. You know, as W.H. Auden said, children afraid of the dark who've never been happy or good. I have come to show you the way. Follow me. And I'm the truth about who you are. I'll reveal to you the truth at the core of your being that you can't access without my help. I'll show you the truth about where you are so you can be free. I want to bestow on you the freedom that I have as the Son who totally abides in the love of my Father. I know exactly who I am and where I'm going, and I'm coming to bring you into it. And I'm the life. You want life. But nothing on this earth can give you life. Look around you. Look at how people pursue what they think is life. Money, sex, power, fame, all that stuff. We pursue. Why? Because the human heart wants life. And so no matter how much money we make, no matter how much we accomplish, you know, you think, I saw this video the other day of all the biggest yachts in the world, you know, all these billionaires trying to outdo each other with 200-foot yachts and spending billions of dollars on their playthings, you know. That's just the human heart trying to find satisfaction in life. It'll never be satisfied with things we create because we're so much greater than giving ourselves to the things we can make with our own hands. It'll never satisfy. So here's John saying, if you say you walk in, you know, you have fellowship with God, but you're actually living and walking in sin, you're lying. You don't have a relationship with God. He said, verse 7, but if we walk in light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. What is he saying? If we walk in the light, it's the light of Christ that's come into the world. If we're really following Jesus, and his light, the light of his word, is being shed into our hearts, and he's revealing to us, you know, really what our hearts are attached to, Jesus comes to expose the emptiness of the idols that we radically pursue and worship and that we're bound to. And he wants us to see, he doesn't come to condemn us, he comes to free us. And he's like a great doctor who understands the depth of our sickness, which we don't yet grasp. And he comes to us and say, look, let me expose your sin, the toxic reality that's present in you, so I can kill it. And I'm going to put it to death because I want you to live. Let me shed my light into your heart. So when he does that, he exposes the habit patterns of sin, the grooves that we've dug in our lives, the way we're still saying yes to the habit patterns of sin and seeking satisfaction in that life. And John is saying, look, if you're doing that, you're still walking in darkness. You're under the power of sin. You're not yielding yourself. You're yielding yourself to the flesh. You're not yielding yourself to the presence and power of the Spirit in you that wants to lead you to greater degrees of freedom. And you can tell if you're walking in the Spirit, if you're living in the light by virtue of what is your relationship with God like and what is your relationship with your neighbor like. Are you loving? Are you willing the good of your neighbor? Are you loving like Christ loved? Patient, kind, merciful, forgiving, gentle. Is that what you're like? I mean, stop for a minute and think about it. Because one thing you can know for sure about your future, you might have lots of plans for your future. And it's okay to have plans. Hopefully they're God's plans, but it's okay to have lots of plans and goals and dreams. But the one thing that's coming in your future that is certain and that you need to be ready for, and you can't just drift into this. You have to be intentional. You got to go get it because he's given you freedom. He's given you mind, heart, will, everything. And that is a meeting with Jesus Christ when you will stand before the judgment seat of God and Jesus will reveal your heart. He wants to reveal it right here, right now. He wants to shed his light into the dark corners of your heart and mind. And he wants to expose it. He wants us to get real and to be honest about it, to stop living a double life, to stop living in the twilight, but to come fully in the light, which is not easy to do if we haven't really yielded ourselves fully to the grace of the Holy Spirit and come into the light and sharing our life with others. But on that day, before the judgment seat of Christ, he's going to ask us this question, and he's going to reveal the condition of our heart, and we'll know by the film of our lives, which will get revealed, we won't be able to hide it. Did you learn how to love? Did you love? Did you say yes to the great commandment to love God greatly? That's greatness. What Jesus is going to honor as great, on this earth, we call rich people great. We call powerful people great. We call athletes great, whatever. What the king, who has the final say on what's really valuable, calls great is radical love of God and love of neighbor. And he gave us the Holy Spirit. He's going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? And was this your first desire? What did you do with the time, the talent, the treasure, and everything I gave you? Did you walk in the light or did you walk in darkness? We're going to take this up again tomorrow, friends. Don't forget the free booklet that I'm offering, Ralph Martin's wonderful booklet, What Happens When I Die. Let's take this into our hearts and come back tomorrow with friends to listen to this word and let this word change our lives. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.